from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don Bailey Jr. joins us pretty much on Thursdays throughout the season. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He will be on the call Saturday from Gainesville here on 560 WQAM. Our pregame coverage starts at 11 a.m. Game kicks off at 3:30. We've played for you some of the imaging that Victor Bermudez has created for Saturday's broadcast. It is a big, big game to start the season. Do you like that, DBJ? Do you like opening the season on the road, monster game, or would you prefer to open the season, you know, with a cupcake or two to kind of get your footing?
I never want to miss the opportunity for Miami to play Florida. So if it's Miami playing Florida on the road, game one, I'll take it. No questions asked. In a perfect world, I'd like to play patty cake the first week.
DBJ, just don't go up to Gainesville and fall in love now. I heard you really enjoy Gainesville. You see 96,000 screaming. Just don't go up there and fall in love, DBJ, because, you know, we need you on the show this year.
Believe me, man. I'll try not to fall in love, but 90-plus is going to be fun. It's going to be hard.
Seem to have lost Don Bailey Jr. there.
Hey, what? Hello, am I there?
Yeah, we lost you. You dropped out there for a second. What are you, in the valley?
I'm actually on I-95 in Palm Beach fighting a rainstorm. So I'm doing all right. I'm heading that way now, man. I'm heading north right now.
Oh, are you really? Are you driving to Gainesville right now?
Well, I'm gonna make a pit stop in Vero Beach for a night, but I'm heading that way. Yes.
Check out Spurrier's. Steve Spurrier got a new restaurant, DBJ. I'll tell him you're coming.
You call them and do that for me, okay? I need a reservation. I need a reservation for 4 tomorrow night at about 7 o'clock. It'd be perfect.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be an easy table to get. I got a spot for you in Vero Beach, though, but it's the place you told me about. I forget what the name of it.
Yeah, see, it worked good for you. I can't think of the name right now either.
Are you confident heading on your way to Gainesville tomorrow? Are you confident? Because the Hurricanes, you know, they're, I think the last we saw, 3-point favorites. But, man, it is 90-plus thousand screaming fans that, you know, would love to start the season by beating the Miami Hurricanes. Hurricanes, as good as they are on paper, we have yet to see it on the field. Are you confident, though, heading up to the game Saturday?
You know, I was a lot more confident until I saw number 10 Florida State get beat by Georgia Tech last week.
Yeah.
And after seeing that, you're like, well, let's see. There's a big infusion of talent in Tallahassee. And, you know, those guys tend to struggle, and they ended up losing the game. But I'll tell you, I am confident, 100% confident in how well this team's prepared. I'm confident in how Coach Cristobal handled the spring, and he handled the summer and the camp, and I'm confident on the improvement of players that has happened over the last 3 recruiting classes. I'm confident in his ability to relay how important this game is and how he's prepared them, you know, practicing with noise and trying to get them as acclimated to heat as possible and doing everything that is in his control. I have no way of knowing, and either nobody does, of how anybody's going to react or how they're going to respond in that environment. On paper, it should be a very good football game, whether you're a Hurricane or a Gator. But to know, that's why they play it. But I am 100% confident on how this team is prepared.
And DBJ, with that very good football game, myself and your very good football game of a 2017 or a Hawk type football game, 45-42.
Yeah. Give me 90 points on the board. Style.
I don't think there's going to be as many points as that. I don't see both teams in the 30s and 40s. Florida's defense is pretty salty, man. I mean, they're too deep at the defensive tackle spots. Good. They've got a couple of linebackers that can play very well. They're secondary. They got a freshman that was All-American last year, and you know they're a well-built football team. I don't see 40 points going up by both sides. I see it being a game that can be in the 20s, you know, or in the high teens and something.
I think we may have lost you again, DBJ. Oh, you're back. All right, go ahead.
I'm here. Hello. I'm back. Hello.
Yeah, rough. Usually we have a better phone system up here in Palm Beach County. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, man. I'll have to have you make a call, make sure it works better next time. But
what are you on? You on Prime Mobile?
I am. Yes, I'm on Prime Mobile. I don't know what I'm on.
Cricket?
I'm on my phone.
On Cricket?
No, no crickets.
Yeah, Nextel? What are you using, a Nextel device there?
I don't know. Whatever comes with a flip phone, that's what I'm on.
Are you really on a flip phone?
No, come on.
All right, I'm just checking. It wouldn't be that shocking, would it? It wouldn't be that flip shocking.
Phone. I will tell you that my pop still has his flip phone. He's still walking around with that flip phone of his. He still loves it.
I want that call log off old pop's flip phone.
What do you yeah, really? What do you
right.
You mentioned the Florida State Georgia Tech game though. So what do the Hurricanes have to do to avoid that, the fate that FSU had? Like, again, they are a better team on paper. What could trip them up on Saturday?
The same thing that tripped them up every time they struggled last year was the turnover. That was the biggest nightmare, you know, as far as the season goes on trying to overcome in multiple ball games is turning the football over. And the next thing was having some difficulty scoring in the red zone. And I don't mean field goals. They got to get down into the red zone. And Florida, from the 7 to the 3 yard line, was as good as anybody in the country against the pass last year in the red zone. And that's going to be a challenge. But I still say, you know, to me, the giveaway takeaway every single week, I don't care who you play, when you play, is the biggest thing. And it cost Miami, in my opinion, 2 or 3 football games last year. And if they turn it over this year, or turn it over Saturday against Florida, then they're going to have problems again. And because their quarterback did not turn it over. I mean, Mertz only threw 3 interceptions on the whole season. He went about, I think there was one number I read that he was 260-plus passes without a pick.
Wow. And speaking of quarterbacks, DBJ, with Cam Ward, I know you've watched him and we've heard about mm-hmm. Hawks so high on him. I want to pump the brakes a little bit because I haven't seen him play in this division against this type of teams, SEC teams, ACC teams. But with quarterbacks, there's the Peyton Mannings who just are field generals. They know exactly what's going on. They're going to make the perfect throw. Then there's the Michael Vicks, who are athletes. Then there's the Patrick Mahomes, who, you know, Josh Allen's, who do off-schedule type plays. Like, when you watch Cam, what would you say, like, his thing is? I'm sure he can make all the throws, but, like, when you see him, what kind of quarterback is he, speaking of those? You know, I know they're NFL guys, but that style of play.
I would tell you his style of play is first the first and foremost is he – don't let anybody fool you. He is an absolute student of the game. He lives in that building, and he is all about getting it figured out. But he's got enough ability to where he can buy time if he needs it and there's pressure. I've seen him make every single throw, but he's got a little dare to him. You know, he's gonna dare you to sack him. He's gonna dare you to pressure him and see if he can make the call. But his arm, Channing, there's not a throw he can't make. You know, there really isn't. So I would say he's a complete package. But, again, you talk about walking into the swamp in your first start at the University of Miami. And fortunately for Miami, he was there all spring. So he's got a pretty good grasp of this offense, and he has committed himself to learning it. But I'm interested to see him go with live bullets because, you know, he hadn't been hit since he's been here. That's the other side. We don't know. Nobody knows how he's going to react by getting hit because quarterbacks don't get hit in the spring and they don't get hit in the fall. So the first time he gets hit in, at the swamp, it'll be the first time he's been hit since last November. So I got to see how he responds to something like that, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.